He checked test mobile.
KO4PXB.
KB28XS here, Dave.
Hey Dave, it's Lloyd.
That's right. My brain didn't engage for a minute.
It's okay. It's probably, looking forward to the weekend.
No truer words have never been said. Something, I don't know. You're probably right. Yeah, I got a bunch of work tomorrow and Saturday. My weekends are sometimes not my own, especially with the warm weather coming up. And I know we have some rain coming next week, so I got to jump on some maintenance calls and get them done before the bad weather gets here.
Did you do it outside lawn care or stuff with people's yard? I pretty much know how that feels. I do IT work, so most of the time after I finish working at my normal job, people will call me, hey, can you fix my computer? Can you look at this? I'm going, yeah. Then I always ask them to always reboot before you call me, and then also document truthfully what you did so that way I know where to start.
Access for ID. No, I do air conditioning and heat, so I try and get the stuff done. Warm weather. It's going to cool off a little bit this weekend, but the warm weather is going to creep in next week, so I got to get some things done.
Yeah, that truly will keep you then busy because a lot of them die during the summertime or they just don't act right during the summertime.
And it happens, trust me. Still a lot of old systems up here that my buddy and I have been trying to take care of for the last few years and keep them going because people are just a little short on cash to replace them. So we're doing what we can. Anyway, Lloyd, I gotta run. The wife and I are heading over to the ball field to go see the grandson play baseball. So I will catch you later. And I forgot the prefix of your call. I know it's PXB, but KB2HX, that will be out of here. Have a good evening, sir.
All right, sir. Have a great evening. It's KO4PXB.
Okay, I got it now. KO4PXB. Okay, very good. All right, Lloyd, good to speak with you, sir. Have a good evening. KB2HXS is out.
M0TR. Good evening, Lloyd.
Hi, bye, Tom.
Hey, Tom, how was your day?
Oh, pretty good. We did some work outside with the chickens, and Bernice did some gardening, and what else are we doing? Let me turn this radio muted. Where'd we go today? Yeah, I went to the bank. Exciting. How's your day going, Lloyd?
Yep, never a dull moment in the IT world, but it was really good.
Right. Things seem positive today around the world, and that's good to hear. They even elected an American Pope, and I'm not Catholic, but I think it's great. It's the first one that's ever been in that position.
Yep, that's what my wife told me some point in time today, that she said, yeah, they elected a Pope, and he's an American. He's from Chicago, and he speaks perfect Italian, so he definitely got his job cut out for him, and like I said, hopefully he'll be accepted very well.
He can help to make peace in the world, and that's great. I didn't realize it, but there's 4.1 billion Catholics in this world. And we got family and friends and that are Catholic, and I don't know a whole lot about it, but mostly good people. And that was really exciting for them. And it's been all over the television, that's for sure. Well, we're headed down to a concert in Eastside High School for our youngest grandson.
I know you'll enjoy that. My wife graduated from that school many years ago. And to just add my truly two cents on world peace, until everybody in the world will kind of unite under one common mass and stop the stupidity of hating each other for stupidest reasons, you know, it'll be tough to get heart, world peace.
That's a great wish, and I do too. It seemed like President Trump, he doesn't care who it is that's getting killed. He wants it stopped. He doesn't want Ukrainian boys to die and girls. He doesn't want Russian boys and girls to die, and he doesn't want war. So, and he got the Houthis stopped. He had to drop a few smart pills to them, but they stopped shooting American and foreign ships out there for now. And of course, they had 100 days of bombing to convince them, but I think that's smart pills enough. So it would be wonderful if the whole world could be a peaceful place. I never seen a good war, Lloyd, not at all.
There's never a good war, and regardless of how peaceful things are, people are still going to find something to be mad at each other and argue about. So as long as, I mean, yeah, it's like, it's just a never-ending subject on that one to get people to stop killing over people over stupidity, not even in a wartime.
You like we were talking about transistors years ago, they need to form a covalent bond.
It's definitely true. I look at it this way. If two countries are going to go at it, get the leaders of that company, put them in a boxing ring, and the one that, you know, comes out the winner, that country wins.
Yes, Lloyd, Bernice was yakking here about the train track. Go ahead and repeat.
Just my thought, where if the two countries don't get along, get the leaders of that two country, put them in a boxing ring with gloves on, and best man wins.
I do, Lloyd. This is
General T.R. You definitely know I'm prior service, so you know, I haven't been to combat. It's just a very difficult thing to do, but you know, to have to, you know, take somebody's life like that that's trying to kill you, and because that person has no idea who you are, and just because they don't think alike.
My opinion is what they ought to do, Lloyd, is take both of them, or whoever it is fighting, and take them to Washington, D.C., to the big hospital, or take them down to Columbia, and let them walk through there and see the horrors of it. I was medevaced out of Vietnam, and I saw the horrors of it, and I'll never get over it, and I was no hero. I had a nice airplane to fly in, but many, many of my roommates were without limbs and burnt beyond recognition, and it was horrifying, and I don't even like to reminisce about it. But if you let them see that, it might be a few smart pills for them, you reckon?
Yep, one would hope that it's just, you know, that's a very horrible situation. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it, and it's just never good. And still have, you know, from my military days, I still have issues sleeping and reacting to different things while I'm even awake. The abrupt noises and repetitive flash and just different things.
Never goes away. I don't care whether he's in the middle of combat or not. But I don't have PTSD, thank God. But if I start talking to anybody about it, I'll just start crying. And it's a horrible thing. You know, Putin, he just acts like he don't care. Of course, he was KGB, so what do you expect? Anyway, better get off on a lighter subject, Lloyd. I know you understand. pretty busy out here on the roads. We just turned down here at the Spink Station. I don't know what road we're on. Mercy Creek Road. So you probably know where we're at. We're not too far from East Side, Lloyd.
Yep, I definitely know where you're at. And yeah, it's definitely a busy area during this time of day.
I've been playing French horn about a year ago, and that's what Grandpa played, and that's what my youngest daughter played. And the oldest daughter plays in the Michigan Philharmonic now, and has for many years. And my grandpa here, I played in the University Symphony up in Kansas for 9 years. So he said, there's some good horn parts in this, Grandpa. So I had to break down and say I'd go. Way to win anyways. But I still love my French horn. I still love classical music at times, just not as much as I used to. I wish it was more convenient for us older folks to be able to go to the Greenville Symphony. We used to hold tickets down there 15 years ago when we moved here, but we just can't walk that far to go to the theater and that. And I have congestive heart failure and bad feet and all. I guess I could take an Uber. I've never done that before, but that's the reason we don't go down there anymore. But I do miss it.
I would think with the days of technology that they'd be able to live stream that when people buy tickets and stuff like that for those situations.
Well, you can get a preview, but you, not a live stream, but they may have changed that. Lloyd, you got to go. I'm getting right here by the high school, and boy, I really enjoyed it. Pleasure's all mine. Kelport PXP in 0GR73, Lloyd.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. It's KO4PXP.